We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Daddy, call him up.
Tell him up. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Our guest host, Jess Hilarious, is back.
Hey, what's up?
She decided to come spend some time with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Finally.
After going on the road, she was in Toronto, North Carolina. She was all over the place.
And this weekend, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio. Y'all, so get them tickets at the Funny Bone. We got 2 shows Friday and 2 shows Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, salute to the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
I went out there a couple months ago.
For what?
Duval was out there.
Oh, yeah.
I was there for my daughter.
You trying comedy?
No, I was there for my daughter's cheerleading competition, and he just was in town doing a show that weekend.
So
we
went to
see him.
Oh, yeah. Duval's
I like the Funny Bone.
Yes.
So shout out to the Funny Bone. And go get your tickets to check out Jess this weekend. Now, we're talking about Glorilla. 800-585-1051. Glorilla posted this yesterday on her social media.
Hey, ladies, how are you? Well, I'm going to call my twin, and I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy. Too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn it up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do it one time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Is this true? Is this something women should do? Let's start with you, Jess. You just jumped out of your 20s.
I did. I ain't jump. I really was out of my 20s before I actually got to 30, but...
You spent 10 years in your 20s?
I spent 10 years there, but I wasn't on no time. And then, like, how do we define toxic these days? Toxic is so broad. Like, because when she explained it, it was like, all right, slashing tires and you know, breaking windows.
That's
all right,
criminal.
Cool. That's criminal.
That is criminal.
That's a part of toxicity in relationships, though. I've done that early 20s. But when she said the delusion part, all right, and if you're delusional, turn that ass up a notch. Nah. A delusion can land you so many different places. Jail, insane asylums. Like what?
So you're done with all that energy.
Yeah, and I don't think...
So no more keying cars, no more breaking windows.
We shouldn't promote that at all. We should be promoting mental healing so we can be great for our 30s. Because to be honest with you, a lot of men don't want you after you all used up and all of that at your whole 20s. And then you want to settle down when you're 30 and you ain't got no walls. And you all burnt up from all these STDs.
Vagina walls.
Because you're living in toxicity for 10 years. That could cost you a lot more than 10 years.
You know what Jess said just now that's real?
What's that?
I didn't hear Glorilla say this, but it makes sense. No, you shouldn't turn up the delusion because as you're approaching your 30s, you got to start dealing with reality. You actually should start dealing with reality in your 20s.
Before. Right. That's the thing. I was a toxic teenager. I was a rebellious teenager. Mm-hmm. I got it together at like 20. So I started getting it together at 26. And now that I'm 31, I think I still got a lot of growing to do, but I'm great. I'm way better. You know what I mean?
And I do think women should live a life. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And if you do meet somebody in your 20s and want to settle down and not be toxic, you can do that too.
But it
do
doesn't
that.
Have to be toxic. Like, we have to define
what
toxic
said.
Is.
It's
you know
so
what I mean? Like,
broad.
I don't care if you're 16, 21, or 31. You don't want somebody breaking windows, keying cars, and fighting each other. Like, you don't want that.
But things happen.
Things happen.
You ever broken window, Jess?
Absolutely.
How many times?
Yeah, my son's father. We ain't become brother and sister overnight. Shoot, there was a lot going on.
Did he lock you up for that?
Yes, he did. He got me locked up twice. Jerome got me locked up twice. Yeah.
Good for Jerome. You know what, King? Take back your power.
Change
because women
life.
Do that to men all the time. If she out here breaking windows and being violent, Jerome, you did what you were supposed to do.
Absolutely.
He ain't put no hands on you. He called the police.
Rome tried. Rome can't handle me. So, Rome called the police. Rome got
scared. How many car windows you broke?
Probably like four of his.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying, so you say you broke every
she
car.
She said four of his.
But she said every car he had. How many cars he had?
Well, two was mine and then two was his.
So you got so mad you broke your own damn car window.
Because he was cheating in my car. He was real life Jody.
No.
I was Yvette real life, too. So.
Damn, Rome.
What's up?
Jazz, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you agree with Glorilla?
Yes, I agree. Definitely be toxic in your 20s. When you're in your 30s, you kind of mature. You don't got time for the bullshit.
Define toxic for me, man.
Yeah.
I would say f***ing up cars, putting paint, following, chasing.
You sound a little toxic right now. How old are you, Mom?
I'm 33.
Oh, you just got out of it.
You 33?
Yeah, so I don't do that right now.
How many STDs are you allowed in your 20s?
Jesus.
How many STDs are you allowed in your 20s? What about that part of it?
None. STDs are never cool.
You want to be a criminal, but you don't want to be burning.
Right. You don't want to be burning. That's your health.
Oh, that's your health.
Okay.
Goodbye, Jazz.
Okay, little gladiator.
Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. Hi, everyone.
Hey, how you feeling? We're talking about Glorilla. What's your thoughts, Mama?
I think she's absolutely wrong. Reason is because these kids already think being toxic is cool because of social media.
Yeah.
And they acting a fool, they acting stupid. And then when they get older and look back, they're going to regret every single situation that they did.
Lauren has a point. You know, when it wasn't social media when we were younger, so if we messed up, if we made a mistake, it wasn't documented.
Mm.
Now these kids make a mistake, it's documented, it's something they gotta live with for the rest of their lives.
And I don't think our toxicity was premeditated like that. It just happened. You know what I mean? We just did dumb stuff.
Right.
You know?
And that's what I think, that's what that level of toxic, we're talking about that. All right, if she was promoting that, all right, cool, because things do happen.
Right.
And you learn to grow, you're immature most of the time in your 20s or whatever. But they've made it cool on social media. So now people do that for attention. Now people go even further.
That's right. They
don't have no feelings. It's like and people try so hard to hurt other people these days.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about Glorilla. This is what she said yesterday on her social media.
Hey, ladies, how are you? Well, I'm going to call my twin. And I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing tires and doing all this crazy. Too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn it up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do one time.
Do you agree? Disagree? Let's discuss when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Jess Hilarious is here.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Glorilla. Of course, Jess Hilarious is here. She's back.
Yes.
And this is what Glorilla said yesterday on her social media.
Hey, ladies. How are you? Well, I'm going to call my twin. And I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy. Too old for that now. You too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn it up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do it one time.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you agree? Now, Jess, you said you kind of agree. Get it all out your system in your 20s?
I did not ever say that.
I was just asking. I never said that. I said I agree to an extent.
Okay.
Yeah, because people have to mature. But I don't agree with the delusion part at all. Yeah, you're going to get somebody hurt in these streets.
That's right. In your 20s, you should be dealing with reality. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be being delusional on purpose. Yeah. By the way, who's delusional on purpose?
Like, on purpose. That's why I said, you see how they make certain stuff cute?
Yes.
Like, it's like I'm delusional, girl. Like, yeah. Like, no.
Well, let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
This is Nameless.
Nameless, what's up, man? What's your thoughts, bro?
My thoughts is, if she's going to give these females all this crazy advice to be ran through, then fellas should get their passports and get away from these Western women and find wholesome females abroad.
Damn.
Okay.
You said get out of America all together.
Straight up.
Like, really done ran out of America.
They said these hoes is doomed.
Hey, man, you gotta keep it a buck, man. You gotta keep it a buck.
Damn it. Yeah, you gotta keep it a buck. He ain't lying, man.
Hello, who's this?
These hoes is doomed.
Hello, this is Zakovia.
Zakovia, good morning. What's your thoughts, Zakovia?
I mean, it's like, I feel like toxic is a strong word. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I'm in my 20s and my man is in his 20s. So like, DJ, Jessica, Charlamagne, like, what's y'all personal opinion and thoughts on like being in a toxic relationship or being toxic?
Run. You should not be in no toxic
relationship. Nah, get out of there.
And toxic is not only beating up your partner, breaking windows. You can be mentally toxic, too. You can be a narcissist.
That's right.
Manipulative. You can, you know, and that goes on both sides. It's not just the physical part of it and being a criminal and trying to do stuff to get, you know, likes and stuff. It's different.
Toxic people strip away your self-esteem.
Yeah,
like,
man.
There's an imbalance of power because they want all the control. Like, they're jealous. Like, you ain't got time for that.
And it's a lot of 20s, people in their 20s that don't want to be toxic either, because that when it starts taking over your mental, it's not fun. It's not fun.
Yeah, I don't think she used the right word. I think she was just trying to say you should live life.
Live your life.
Live your life,
and but toxic, leave her from mistakes in your 20s.
You know what I'm saying? Because toxic comes in many, like, you know, you could, like, it comes in really many different definitions of it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, like, for me and my man, like, you know, he's in his 20s, I'm in mine. It's just like, when it comes to us, like, you know, not to play on me all types of way, because, you know, my clapback on phone. And then when it comes to him, you know, he's like, okay, don't play with me like that. But other than that, like, toxic, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, but being in your 20s does not mean that you can't mature. Like, have your fun, but still know what you want.
That's true.
Exactly. So you're going to be good by 30. I feel it.
There you go, mama. Hello, who's this?
My name is Gina.
Hey, Gina. Good morning. What's your thoughts, Gina?
Okay, so my thoughts are that toxic behavior could be at any age. Like, when in a relationship or just in general.
She said what?
Say that again, mama.
Toxic behavior could be at any age.
Oh, that's true.
You can be toxic at any age. That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because it has a lot to do, like, toxic behavior is not just, like, fighting and arguing. It contains, like, lack of self-esteem, a lot of control.
That's
you don't
true.
Engage in your own self-care. There's a lot of distrust.
Okay.
So I feel like at any age, those are major factors that people deal with. Teenagers, young kids, older people.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You can definitely be toxic at any age. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Ebony.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
Girl. I'm feeling good. I can't believe I got through finally.
Sorry.
No, it's not. You don't have to apologize. I'm just excited.
Talk to us. What you think about what Glorilla said?
So to be honest, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you guys start that around. I don't need everybody to hear that.
Damn, you got scrub throat?
I have asthma.
Okay, don't die on this call now.
No, I'm good. But my opinion is, no, I agree with her totally. Because what she's trying to say is, you know, you can be wretched out here in your 30s. You're supposed to be somebody's mama. You're trying to be professional. You know, you get that out the system. So, yeah, you got to sometimes, you know, that F around and find out. Sometimes you really got to let them know. You don't want to live a regret.
But it's crazy how we live in this word economy world and people don't understand that words matter. So when you say words like toxic, mm-hmm. you know, it dilutes that message of you just saying live your life in your 20s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's mm-hmm. all.
Well, yeah, we got to be kind of specific. I just feel like she should get out of her system. If you want to let somebody know or something wrong, you know, you get it out. We can't fight when we older. You got too much to lose. I think that's what she's trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Ebony. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story for me, man, is everything you do today directly impacts your life tomorrow. So being intentionally toxic in your 20s is just going to make it harder to heal in your 30s. Yeah. If you don't believe me, Britney Spears had a song called Toxic in 2003 mm-hmm. when she was in her 20s. Mm-hmm. You see how that turned out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Well. Every day, dancing like that with them underwear right there.
She going to end up with flies, though.
You think so?
I do believe that.
Flies shooting this shot.
But ain't flies with... Oh, all right. That's nice. All right, cool.
Dr. Umar not going to like the Plies-Britney Spears relationship, though.
Well, she just broke up with her, man.
Damn.
800-585-4051. Now we got rumors on the way. What we talking
about?
We got
Just
rumors?
With the Mess on the way.
Just with the Mess. I'm
call
sorry.
It what it is.
Just with the Mess.
Yeah, T.I.'s son had got the teeth and his mother.
Okay, man. Shut up, man.
She got the teeth, too. Right. So we're going to talk about goodness. That more when we get back. We'll be right back after this, y'all. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Jess is here, y'all.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.